share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The hashtag Lawan rally, which was scheduled to happen tomorrow, the 21st of August, was recently called off by the People's Solidarity Secretariat following Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's resignation as Prime Minister and in view of the current political climate. But it appears that some authorities are still wary over tomorrow's now-cancelled rally. Rapid KL announced that they will be temporarily shutting down 34 rail stations in Kuala Lumpur in the interest of protecting public safety. Palangan Yang Dihormati, Rapid KL Ingin Memaklumkan Penutupan Sementara Waktu Beberapa Stasiun LRT, MRT dan Monorail Yang Terpilih pada Sabtu, 21 Ogos, Mulai Jam 9 Pagi Hingga 3 Petang Bagi Tujuan Memelihara Keselamatan Awam. Rujuk Poster Untuk Maklumat Lanjut. pic.twitter.com/g6keek7ua. Rapid KL 03-7885-2585, at My Rapid KL, August 20, 2021. Rapid KL has had a history of closing rail stations in the capital due to street protests, with one notable incident being the November 2007 Bursa protest. The 34 stations, which include the LRT, MRT and monorail lines, will be closed from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. The affected stations are as follows. Ampang and Sri Petaling LRT line. Chan Sao Lin, Pudu, Hang Tua, Masjid Jamak, Bandaraya, Sultan Ismail and Cheras. Kalana Jaya LRT line. Kampung Baru, Dang Wangi, Masjid Jamak, Pasar Seni, KL Central, Bangsar and Abdullah Hukam. Kajang MRT line. Taman Pertama, Malori, Cochrane, Tun Razak Exchange, Bukit Bintang, Merdeka, Pasar Seni and Museum Negara. As well as all the 11 stations of the KL monorail. Public reaction. Many netizens expressed their displeasure towards the decision by questioning Rapid KL how people who rely on public transport for work are supposed to commute. One user said, "Bado. Stupid. What about people who have to commute to work? The transit bus is always late." Another asked, "What's the reason for the closure? How are people supposed to go to work?" Some even believe that the station closures were a sort of foreshadowing of the possible protests tomorrow due to the recent announcement of Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob as the 9th Prime Minister of Malaysia. The fact that Rapid KL suspended services tomorrow shows that they are in cahoots with the government. They don't want people to gather to protest. Another user said, "Failed government 2.0 have started to take action. It is an attempt to cut all major gatherings in light of the appointment of the Prime Minister. It is obvious that they are scared of the racket. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments." Also read. Breaking. Ismail Sabri Yaakob has been appointed as the 9th Prime Minister of Malaysia. Source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.